Finding the right news podcast can feel like dating. It seems promising until you start listening.
When you hit play on Post Reports, you'll get fascinating conversations and sometimes a little fun, too. I'm Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Azadi. Martine and I are the hosts of Post Reports. The show comes out every weekday from The Washington Post.
You can follow and listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. It'll be a match, I promise.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
So we've been talking on this show, we've done some interviews as of late about the midterm elections. Vitally important midterm elections coming up on November 8th. But you know that. I don't have to tell you. You understand what is at stake as a nation, our values at stake, who we are as a country, protecting us from the weaponization of government and economy. I mean, Joe Biden killed the economy and we witnessed the murder. We're all witnesses. So we all know what's at stake. We know that it's bad. We know that it needs to change. We know that we need to make our voices heard. You all know this. But if you're in Alaska, you also have a choice between two Republicans. And that changes things, too. I mean, we need to change the balance of power in the Senate. We need Republicans to win the majority. But we also need people who are going to go there and aren't just Republican in name only. Right? They're actually standing up for us. They share our values. They're willing to fight for us. And we know that's not Lisa Murkowski. She says she's a Republican, but she voted to convict former President Trump in his second impeachment trial. She has voted with Joe Biden. She has endorsed the Democrat candidate who is running for Alaska's only House seat, the Democrat there in that race. She's voted for that individual. She has sold us out. She's not a Republican. She's as much of a Republican as Liz Cheney. But if you're in Alaska, you have a choice. But if you're in Alaska, you have a choice. There's also Kelly Chewbacca. And so you have a choice on November 8th to send a Republican who's actually going to stand up for you, who actually is going to share your values. Kelly was the first person in her family to go to college and then to law school. Her parents were working class. They worked hard to provide a living for her. And throughout her career, she's worked to hold government accountable. She's worked in the office of the Inspector General for the Department of Justice. She's worked as an advisor to the Inspector General of the Intelligence Community and various jobs like that. So she's worked in these positions where she has witnessed how government does us wrong, how government fails us, and how we need to hold government accountable, which is kind of important if you look at what's been going on in the country. When you look at that, we have a Department of Justice that is targeting pro-life Americans, as we've covered on this podcast. As we look at a Department of Justice that has targeted parents, a Department of Justice and an FBI that has targeted, for the first time ever, a former president, basically over an overdue library book. So if there is ever a time to elect people that want to hold government accountable, now is that time. And so the reason why there are two Republicans running against each other in Alaska is because of this funky ballot measure 2, which was approved during the 2020 Alaska elections. And so this is actually the first time that a Senate election in Alaska is going to be held under this new election process. And basically what it means is all candidates ran in a nonpartisan blanket top four primary. And that was on August 16th, 2022. And then the top four candidates advance to the general election. And voters will be using a ranked choice voting process during the general election. One of the other Republicans who had emerged, Buzz Kelly, had also advanced to the general election, but he suspended his campaign and actually endorsed Kelly Chewbacca, who are we going to be talking to today. And we know Kelly is good because the people we hate her. Or the people that we don't think are doing a good job hate her, like Mitch McConnell. His Senate leadership fund has actually spent millions of dollars in attack ads against Kelly. He's been trying to boost Lisa Murkowski. Why do we think that is? Because Lisa Murkowski is a reliable vote for Mitch McConnell, but also, sadly, a reliable vote for Democrats as well. Yes, we have a choice this election cycle. We have a duty to win back the Senate as Republicans, to get a Senate majority again, get a House majority again, to get Republican governors in office and Republicans around the country from the top of the ticket down. We have to do this. We need to change the direction of the country. But if you're in Alaska, you have the opportunity to send a real Republican to Washington, D.C., not another Liz Cheney. So that's who we're going to talk to today, Kelly Chewbacca, running for Senate in the great state of Alaska. Kelly Chewbacca here running for Senate in Alaska. You know, Kelly, the beautiful thing about your race is that we're going to have a Republican, but with you, we'll get a real Republican.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. So in Alaska, Murkowski is such a bad Republican who votes with Biden 80% of the time that our Alaska Republican Party censured her and removed her from membership before I ever announced my race. They said, Murkowski is not our candidate. We're just looking for somebody else. And so the race has now come down to a head-to-head between me and Murkowski because the election system in Alaska is a little bit different. We have a ranked choice system. The polls are saying we're tied 50-50. It's a tight race. Alaskans are going to get to decide. And of course, the determination that the voters make will affect the outcome of the nation because so many times Murkowski's vote is one that affects the outcome of the nation. The establishment is with her from Biden to McConnell. McConnell's flooding our state with millions of dollars outside dark money to try and pull for Murkowski. But Alaskans are definitely on a movement to try and get her out of the seat because I think we don't want a senator who's bought and bullied by the establishment in D.C. We want our Alaska voice represented. I'm confident we're going to win on November 8th, and it's going to mean a big difference for the country.
Well, and McConnell spending money against you is incredibly frustrating because the balance of the Senate hangs in power, right? He needs to be spending money helping Blake Masters get over the finish line, or getting Don Bolduc in New Hampshire across the finish line, not spending money against you, a Republican.
That's absolutely right, Lisa. We know that he actually pulled money from those other races to come up here and try and get his friend Murkowski across the finish line. That means that we could lose the majority in the Senate. So Mitch McConnell can make sure he preserves his role as Senate Minority Leader. He's more interested in maintaining a minority he can control than ensuring we have a majority that Mitch McConnell can't control and one that he might not be the leader of. That is not in the best interest of Americans or of common sense Republican values. And it'll come at the harm of all of us because of this decision he's made. And it's also in direct defiance of the will and determination of the Republicans here in Alaska. The Republican Party didn't start in Washington, D.C. It started in grassroots America, people coming around common values. So this directly defies government of the people, by the people, for the people. It's more of a result of these politicians and establishment people in D.C., Biden, McConnell, Murkowski, all of them telling us people out here in America what's best for us. You know, their quality of life goes up, our cost of living goes up, and this is what we're tired of. We want to take our country and we want to lead it forward.
Why do you think he's so invested in helping Lisa Murkowski?
Because I know that I think the reason is he knows he can control her vote. They exchanged comments to the media when he said he was going to invest 7 to 9 million in this race. He said Murkowski is a vote that we can depend on, a reliable vote. I think that means a reliable vote for McConnell as leader and a reliable vote when he needs her. She voted with McConnell and Biden on extreme gun control and red flag laws earlier this year. That goes against the values of Alaskans. Even Democrats carry guns up here. But I also think that he knows that I'm not one of those votes who's going to just do whatever McConnell wants. I have a long career of holding government insiders accountable and exposing waste, fraud, and abuse. I won't be bullied, silenced, or controlled by the D.C. insider establishment. But I think that's all McConnell's really concerned about. Lisa Murkowski has become part of the D.C. establishment. She's an insider through and through.
Well, but she's also supported Democrats. I mean, she's voted for Biden's Interior Secretary, Deb Haaland. She's also endorsed the Democrat candidate who's running for Alaska's only House seat. So, it's not even like a vote for the establishment Republicans. I mean, she's working with Democrats.
That's absolutely right. I'm not confident that Mitch McConnell is sold out on a Republican agenda. I mean, I've asked this question before. Can anyone tell me what Mitch McConnell, and as leader of the Republicans, wants to accomplish in the next 2 years or 4 years? I saw him give the Democrats the green light to raise the debt ceiling. It seems like we're the ones, as Republicans in the Senate, who are always bending over and giving the Democrats whatever they want. And so I'm not confident that Mitch McConnell is actually looking out for Republicans and our platform and our interests. I think Mitch McConnell is looking out for himself. Remember, all these people are friends and they love to go to their little social parties and Washington, D.C. social circuits. But what are we actually advancing as a Republican Party, as platform values? It's time for Americans with courage and common sense to rise together and lead this nation forward. I think that's a real direct threat to McConnell and what he's looking out for, which is me, myself, and I.
You know, you talked about a lot of the work you've done in holding government accountable. So you've done work in the Inspector General's office for the Department of Justice, or the Inspector General's office overlooking the intelligence community. Through that work that you've done, what did that teach you about government? What should people know about how government operates?
Well, one thing that's exciting is government can be good. Government can be for us. And there are ways to get the bureaucracy to work and bend its knee to the will of the people. And that's what I've developed expertise in. I will be the only one of the 100 senators who's worked from the bottom up to senior management, always in a watchdog role, making government more efficient and effective. I've been able to return billions of dollars to taxpayers and streamline operations, make things work effectively. And when we walk in on day one, Alaska will have a senator that has thousands of law enforcement officers and lawyers and auditors that we'll be able to use embedded in Biden's bureaucracy to start getting these agencies and departments to work for Alaska and America, not against us. None of the other senators have that experience, knowledge, and ability, and that'll be a really great asset for us. The other thing I think I learned, and this is what got me to pursue this as a career, not just as a first job, if you don't have people like me making government work for us, it's not always for us, Lisa. One of my first cases was an allegation against FBI and Department of Justice officials that they abused Americans and violated their rights, and the case had been closed. Allegations were not substantiated. They didn't do it, and I was assigned to just review the report and put it out. And I went to my boss and said, there's some loose threads here. And he said, will you reinvestigate it? And I did. I got an agent to turn against the other agents. I found evidence that they tried to destroy, and the case went all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court. It turns out they did do it. And that's when I realized, if you don't have people in like me in here who won't be bullied and won't be bought by the establishment, government can get away with everything. And that's when I decided to make it my career. I want to make sure government works for the people and not against us. And so I dedicated my career to this. And that's what I'm trying to do here for Alaska and the U.S. Senate. Make this work for us, not against us.
Well, and Kelly, that's a real concern for so many Americans right now is, I mean, a lot of people, we fear the government, right? I mean, we've seen them target parents, the DOJ, and calling them domestic terrorists. We've seen President Trump, for the first time in American history, the FBI raiding a former president's home. We've seen what they're doing to Steve Bannon simply for not responding to a subpoena when Eric Holder can do whatever he wants, and that's not a big deal. So we've really arrived at this point where Americans fear government. How do you think we got here?
One part of it is I don't think Congress is really doing the job it could do in its oversight authority. Article 1, Section 8 makes clear in the Constitution it's Congress's job to hold the executive branch accountable. These inspector general offices that I worked in, they have a role to play as internal affairs within the departments. However, fundamentally, Congress is supposed to be the check and balance on the executive branch. And so many times it seems that they're distracted with other things. We'll put it as gently as we can. But they're not actually doing the job of budgeting in government and reining in their authorities when there's an abuse of authority. For example, we have a senior position on the Appropriations Committee with Murkowski right now, but in the last 12 years, they haven't only passed one appropriations bill on time. They've now gotten in the habit of just passing continuing resolutions, just budgeting the same budget last year, same budget as last year. It's like giving your teenager a $50 bill for allowance every year or every week and saying, I don't really care what you're doing, and I don't really care how you spend it. You're going to have a runaway teenager, and you have a runaway bureaucracy. It's Congress's job to protect us. They're supposed to be the defense line for the Constitution and protecting the people. And I think it's time that they get back to really focusing on doing the fundamental basics of the job.
Quick break. Back with Kelly Chewbacca, running for Senate in Alaska.
Diamonds Direct spring sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
So many Americans right now are feeling the financial pain of the Biden administration, like the intentional decisions the Biden administration has made to harm Americans financially and the pain that they're experiencing. And I was reading about your background. So your parents were homeless for a little while, and they really fought their way to build a better life for you guys and for your family. You were the first person in your family to go to college and then law school. I think one of the biggest problems with D.C. right now as a lot of these guys and you know, women in instance of Murkowski, they're immune to the policies that they're implementing. But with your background, it seems like you would understand a lot of the suffering that's going on in the country right now. Talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, Lisa, I think you put it well. Energy policy and economic policy, this is all family policy and worker policy for us right now. You're absolutely right. My parents' story is very close to home. And for a lot of us Alaskans, you can't go from, you know, a place of poverty into the fighting in the working class under the economic burden that the Biden administration has placed on us. And Murkowski's helped with that. They've added $5 trillion to the national debt since Biden has been president. And Murkowski has enabled that and voted for trillions of that in spending. That really hurts our pocketbooks. In Alaska, we're eating the food that we canned and caught and killed because we have to. And no other state in the nation has been targeted for shutdown like the Biden administration. And Murkowski has enabled that. Like you said, she cast the tie-breaking vote for the radical environmentalist in Biden's administration who has completely sabotaged our economy and killed our jobs. And we are feeling it. And when you don't understand the consequence of the votes that you're making, you don't understand that politics is personal. is personal for us out here and the real world, living it on the ground. And we're not looking for politicians. We're looking for public servants, the people who understand that you're supposed to serve us and make things easier and better for us, and not just do what makes you popular in D.C. with your friend Joe Biden or your friend Mitch McConnell. And we're tired of paying the price for Murkowski's popularity in D.C. We're looking for someone who's going to make life easier and better for us and not send us backwards and make things harder.
How much damage has Joe Biden done to Alaska's energy industry?
I don't even think we could quantify it. I mean, it's devastating. I get these texts all the time. People can't pay for gas and groceries this week. We are terrified about how we're going to pay for our heating in our homes and feed our kids this winter. Where I am right now, I'm out on a 2-week road trip, doing get out the vote rallies and stopping in diners and knocking on doors in every community. I'm about to go knock on doors right now in a little town called Delta Junction. It's 9 degrees. And it's October. We haven't even hit the dead of winter yet. But we have had our industries completely shut down, oil and gas and mining and timber. We don't have fish running in our rivers and streams, and we live off the fish to feed our families. Everything is shut down, and we're in a panic at this point, Lisa. That's how bad it is. But again, the decisions that are being made up here by the Biden administration are being made by these radical nominees that have been confirmed by our senator, and that's what hurts. As it was our senator and our leader who made these decisions, and it feels like a complete betrayal. And this affects all of America. You see, in Alaska, our oil and gas, it could power America, and our minerals can advance America instead of going over to China. Our timber and our logs can build America. Our fish can feed America. Our national security posture, we're able to protect America. Of course, our tourism inspires America, but we are not able to do any of that when the Biden administration has shut us down with 26 direct executive actions leveled at us to harm us and sabotage our economy, crush our families, and kill our jobs and workers. We can't do any of that without bold leadership in D.C. that won't be silenced and won't be bullied by this Biden administration. This Senate seat affects every person in America, because I believe Alaska is the foundation for a strong America.
Well, and that's the thing. I mean, Republicans, we need to win back the Senate, but we also need Republicans who are going to hold the Biden administration's feet to the fire, because, you know, what's the point of having a Republican in name only if they're not getting the job done, or they're not going to stand up for Alaskans or Republicans around the country as well?
Yeah, that's absolutely right. And we've got to have a defense line, if you will, that's looking out for America first. And if your listeners want to help, I'm at kelly4ak.com. We need all the help we can get. Every little bit will help in these last couple of days, because it's all boots on the ground at this point. We can win this Senate seat. And they're saying the Senate's going to be close to tied. And this seat is often the deciding vote. You know, she opposed Brett Kavanaugh, and she joined the Democrats in filibustering Amy Coney Barrett. But she was one of those key votes to get Biden's Ketanji Brown Jackson over the finish line. And these are just appalling votes for us. These are not in line with Alaska values. Definitely not helpful for America first.
When she voted to impeach Donald Trump as well. Americans are also just seeing our values attacked as a country, and just the way of life change, and what we believe and who we are as a society. I mean, we see Democrats cheering on the mutilation of children. No longer is their stance on abortion safe, legal, and rare. They support abortion up until the moment of birth, just the indoctrination of kids in a lot of these schools. So what are your thoughts on just where we stand as a country from a values standpoint?
I think it seems to be like a value battle kind of raging, but it seems to be prompted by people who are just trying to divide us. When I'm out, you know, knocking doors and talking to real Alaskans, I don't actually see that much division in society, in real society. We actually agree on most things. It seems like there is a concerted effort by people who are given a lot of media attention and a lot of microphone in an attempt to divide us and split us into camps and teams. And then what I see is this this politics of division. It then leads to so much concern and chaos and confusion that they then are able to swoop in with a large government solution. And it sort of then feeds into this momentum that is leading towards this socialist movement or this communist movement. And I don't think that's pro-America at all. I think we are, as a country, united in our diversity. That's what the United States is supposed to be about. We're allowed to have freedom of speech and freedom of ideas And we're supposed to have diversity and even differences, but differences doesn't need to be division and discord and hatred. And so I don't really ascribe to any of that. I don't really ascribe to this affinity that I'm seeing for discrimination. And what they seem to be promoting that, you know, that we're going to protect some rights at the expense of other people's rights. I don't really like any of that we're seeing. And I don't see that out here in everyday America and everyday Alaska. And so I really think it's time for us to have some leaders that stand up and really demonstrate and model that and push against it. Even though I see it coming at a cost, it's coming at a cost in our campaign. But I also see that we have the momentum with us, that there's more of us standing up and saying that. One of the Democrats who is running on our ticket for U.S. Senate, he's come behind us and endorsed me for Senate and is campaigning with us because of this. There are so many more things that we agree on than that we disagree on. And we don't have to be divided in order to maintain our differences, but also say there's common purposes that we all can actually unite towards. Similarly, people remember the infamous Murkowski write-in campaign led by one of our rural Alaska natives. She's not a Republican, and she's one of the co-chairs on our campaign. I think that there's new ways that people can kind of boldly lead us forward in that that amazing tradition we started as America to say we are United States of America. We can be different, but still united. And I think that's the direction I'd like to take us.
But I do believe we need to be united in protecting children. I mean, the cultural issues are deeply important to me because I believe that they are what define us as a society and who we are as a nation and what our values are as a country. And I think that the most important thing is to protect the most vulnerable, which are our children.
Yeah, absolutely. As a mom of five kids, all school age, I totally agree with you. And our children are very impressionable. And the people who should have the most say in what goes into our children's formation is the parents. I would support creating a national bill of rights for parents that all parents are protected in what their kids are exposed to. And ideological indoctrination in schools, I don't really see a place in it. I think our schools should really be focusing on the basics, reading, writing, arithmetic. And here in Alaska, that's really critical. Right now, Lisa, our current literacy rates are dropping below 30% statewide for our children in Alaska. And our math proficiency rates are hovering at that same level. We don't really have time for our teachers to be focusing on other things. We really need to get back to the basics so that our kids are competitive and at least have a fighting chance at successful life in adulthood. We want them to be fully functional and literate.
No, I agree with that. And, you know, our school should be focused on teaching children, not trying to, you know, indoctrinate them and or try to get them to change their gender. Kelly Chewbacca, anything else you want to leave us with before we go? I've been on the campaign trail before. I know how busy you are and how crazy it is right now in the home stretch. Anything you'd like to leave us with?
I believe that the choice in every ballot box this November, it breaks down like this. You've got to decide who you stand with. Are we going to stand with the American people and the families that are suffering and the workers that are being crushed? That's one candidate. Or are you going to stand with Joe Biden and the radical environmentalists and the special interests that have ties to this White House? That's your other candidate. It's just that simple. In Alaska, I'm the candidate that's out there knocking on the doors of these families and shaking hands with these workers and funded by these grassroots Alaskans that are suffering. And Lisa Murkowski is the one who's been standing with Joe Biden, who confirmed these radical environmentalists and who is funded by all this special interest dark money coming into our state. That's how our race is breaking down. But I'll tell you, Lisa, every voting booth across the nation has the exact same choice. And I am just believing that Americans are going to make the right choice, and that we're going to lead our country forward with people who care about America and our workers and our families. So November 8th, there's going to be a strong statement from Americans, and this is a country of the people, by the people, for the people, and I still believe that reigns.
No, I agree. It's time to take the country back. Kelly, thanks so much for joining the show. Good luck to you.
Thanks so much. I'm at kellyfrayk.com. If people want to learn more, I'll talk to you again, Lisa. Bye-bye.
The Alaska Senate seat down to either her or Lisa Murkowski. So if you're in Alaska and you're listening, you know, choose wisely. And it's up to you, but we need Republicans who are actually going to fight for us and share our values. Thanks so much for listening to the show. I want to thank Drew Steele for stepping in and helping out today. And I want to thank you at home for listening. every Monday and Thursday, but you can listen throughout the week. And I always love reading reviews. If you don't mind going to Apple Podcasts and just letting us know what you think. Take care, guys.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Parrot Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.